From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The G7 warns Russia. Leaders from the Group of Seven leading industrialized nations say they will stiffen economic sanctions against Russia unless the Russians fully implement a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. U.S. President Barack Obama says it comes down to a decision by Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He's got to make a decision. Does he continue to wreck his country's economy and continue Russia's isolation? Wrong-headed desire to recreate the glories of the Soviet Empire.
On another topic, Mr. Obama said the coalition fighting Islamic State does not have a complete strategy, that because it needs more commitment and recruitment efforts from Iraq. Turkey's president called on his country's political parties to act responsibly in the aftermath of election Sunday that crushed his ruling majority in parliament. Dorian Jones reports.
The Turkish president has not spoken publicly on his AK party's setback. But in a written statement, he declared the nation's opinion stands above all else and that all parties should assess the situation realistically. Mr. Erdogan's conciliatory tone was in stark contrast to his lambasting opposition parties and their leaders in the lead-up to the vote. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
A UN commission today reported human rights violations have been committed under the authority of the Eritrean government. The UN Commission of Inquiry on Eritrea listed the country's president as among those mainly responsible for the abuses. The commission said it was unable to visit Eritrea and received no response from the government to its requests for information. It said Eritreans are in need of international protection. This is VOA News. An Iranian court has resumed the espionage trial of jailed Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian. Rezaian, who has denied the allegations against him, presented part of his defense Monday at a closed-door hearing at the Revolutionary Court in Tehran. The UN General Assembly sharply criticized, I should say the UN Secretary General sharply criticized Israel Monday for the deaths of 557 Palestinian children, most of them during last summer's military offensive in the Gaza Strip. Margaret Bashir has more.
Israel's seven-week-long war in Gaza killed over 2,200 people, mainly Palestinians. The Israel Defense Forces launched the offensive last July to cripple Hamas militants from firing rockets indiscriminately into its territory. In an earlier draft of the UN report written by Mr. Bond's Special Representative for Children in Conflict, Israel and Hamas were both reported to be included in the annex, which names and shames the worst violators. Neither party appeared in Monday's final report sent to members of the Security Council, which Philippe Boulpion of Human Rights Watch attributed to political pressure. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
President Barack Obama says the United States is going to have to be more aggressive when it comes to cybersecurity. The president refused to say who he believes is behind the recent hacking of U.S. government computers. Mr. Obama was questioned about the data breach at a news conference Monday following the G7 summit in Germany. The U.S. Army says it temporarily took down its website after some content was compromised in a hacking incident. A group aligned with the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad claimed responsibility. The so-called Syrian Electronic Army boasted of the hack on Twitter and shared an image of an anti-U.S. message posted before the website went completely dark. Burundi's Electoral Commission has recommended pushing back the dates for national elections. The National Independent Election Commission proposed that legislative elections take place June 26th, followed by the presidential election on June 15th, and a senatorial vote on July 24th. The proposal comes following the unrest sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to seek a third term. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that U.S. presidents, not Congress, have the exclusive power to recognize foreign nations. The court overturned a law that would have permitted Americans born in Jerusalem to list Israel as their birthplace. Justices ruled 6-3 that Congress overstepped its authority when it approved the law in 2002 over the objections of then-President George W. Bush. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.